Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. ISIL leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope, the Secretary of State said Friday. During a quick visit to Baghdad for talks with Iraqi leaders, Kerry said ISIL leaders and fighters are being eliminated in the face of coalition efforts.
The strong ties between the local forces on the ground and the global anti-Daesh coalition are turning the tide. Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
Kerry promised the U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State will work with Iraq to turn up the pressure even further during the coming weeks and months. The top U.S. diplomat underscored continued American support for the Iraqi government in its efforts to strengthen security and work towards stability in politics and economic development.
The United States fully endorses the work that the government has done to date with the IMF and the World Bank. And we are working with Iraq to provide technical support as the country diversifies its economy.
Kerry said Iraqi forces are laying the groundwork for a major effort to retake Mosul in northern Iraq, which fell to Islamic State militants in 2014. There are indications the United States is lending additional support to the Iraqis' assault on this strategically important city. This is VOA News. A group